episodes of Superhuman Radio, plus listen to Superhuman Radio live every day at 1 p.m. Pacific.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I am joined in the studio by our news director, Alex Leaf. How are you doing, Alex?
Hey, I'm doing well, Carl.
And in a moment, we'll be joined by my co-host, Rob Regish, for the Blueprint Power Hour. Then later in the show, at the top of the second hour, we're going to take a new look at C-reactive protein. You know C-reactive protein is associated with inflammation and chronic inflammation. But we're going to discover whether or not it's just a response to something else and not necessarily the cause of disease itself. So that's during the second hour. So let's get rolling right away and run. What? I don't have a mouse. There we go. Run Rob's music.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Doing great. Say hi to Alex for me.
No, you can say hi to him yourself.
Yeah, I'm right here.
It's good to hear your voice, man.
Thank you.
We did a funny impromptu. We were in the studio yesterday. Monday was my day off of the air, but we decided I trained legs with Alex yesterday, and he gave me a better way to train. You know, I'm looking for smarter ways to train where I'm not constantly crushing myself, because that crushing myself is taking tolls on all areas of my body now, not just my muscles and joints. And we trained legs yesterday with weights less than I would have gone for, and holy crap, am I sore today, and especially my glutes. Alex discovered that the reason I probably tore my left hamstring is because my lower back and hamstrings have been doing a lot of the work that my glutes have not been doing. So it really pays. I know I've said it, but I haven't done it. To get someone to train with you who knows what they're doing, I mean, there's nothing like having somebody critique your training, and no one wants to spend the nickel on that. They'll spend hundreds of dollars a month on supplements, but no one will spend $60 to get somebody walk in the gym with them and say, what am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? Where can I tighten up?
Right.
So.
Right.
How you doing? What's going on with you?
Well, listen, the day is finally here. I talked about it last week, and we are live. Just the 15% off discount on Synthogen. You can visit CoachRobRegish.com or Synthogen.com and use discount code SHR15 to get a whopping 15% off, plus on the twin pack and the case of four, free U.S. shipping. And the case of four will throw in a T-shirt on top of it. These aren't the ones that fall apart in the wash after one round either. Remember, a twin pack is going to last you 3 months, assuming you load the first bottle every day and then use the second bottle training days only. It works out to $1.76 a day. That goes down to a minuscule $1.40 a day when ordering a case. All in all, this is the absolute best opportunity for you to put my bold statement to the test. Synthogen recovers you faster than most anabolic steroids. Synthogen.com. Go there today for all the particulars.
Okay. Onward to the first question. Scott Simpson writes, what's the most important thing to keep track of to making progress? There are so many. I feel overwhelmed. I need something simple to remember, track, and stick to. Also, is beta-alanine effective? Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you. My entire answer can be summed up in one word, strength. Because if you're not getting stronger, if you are getting stronger, you will eventually get bigger. You know, now let's think about this. If that wasn't true, people who got weaker would get bigger. You know, ever known a single person that got weaker and then grew huge muscles? It doesn't happen. Too many trainees get caught up in the forest for the trees. For example, We just spoke about it. Supplementation, right? I get tons of questions about what protein to use, what pre-workout ratio of carbs to protein, et cetera, et cetera. When I ask these folks if they're squatting more this year than last, most of them are like a deer in the headlights. They don't know. They don't know because they don't keep track. Next time you're in the gym, look at the number of people that write their workouts down. Now, understand that once you're past the newbie stage, strength gains come a rep at a time, you know, maybe 5 more pounds at a time. You know, I had a question in my mind the other day. Did I squat 370 for 20 or 380? I wasn't quite sure. The mind is a fickle thing. Lucky for me, I wrote it down, and it was 380 for 20. So I banged out 390 and went home a happy man. You know, getting stronger tends to take care of everything else, or at least a lot of things, because the first and most critical qualifier of growing muscle, right, has been met, overload. By lifting more weight, you flip the growth switch, you know. Now you just have to recover from that workout, then rest, and the muscle will supercompensate by growing larger and stronger. You need enough time, not protein, not creatine, not more of that stuff, time to get bigger and stronger. Obviously, that amount of time is shorter if you can recover faster. Actual muscle growth is minuscule on a day-to-day basis. As for beta-alanine, it's an effective product, but a lot of people give up on it, and I did before, too. And at issue is this. It's the dosing. Unlike creatine, you need to take it many times, you know, throughout the day in order for it to increase carnosine levels, at least optimally. Even then, you're only really notice it during sets that go beyond, let's call it 45 seconds to a minute. Specifically, the muscle doesn't burn as much as you can train longer. So to get the most out of it, I'd recommend two things. One, buy the time-release tabs. Yeah, they're more expensive, but at least you'll use them. Beta-alanine powders don't lend themselves as well to, you know, traveling and multiple daily dosings. The second thing is triple drop sets. Those are going to help you get the most out of beta-alanine because the first set, heavy weight, 4 to 6 reps. Immediately then drop the weight and shoot for 6 to 10 reps. And then one more weight drop and rep out on the last one. Total time for that, start to finish, should be around 45 seconds to a minute, at which point, after you're loaded, you will notice very little burning. It takes a lot longer.
Danny Zeppe, I think I'm saying that right, Z-E-P-E, or Zeppe, he says, I'd like to know your opinion about handstand push-ups. I have a tough time doing them and keep giving up. It's not just the strength-bearing part of it. It's the kicking up into the handstand. Even against a wall, it isn't easy. Can I just do shoulder presses? Alex was just pounding his chest because he was doing handstand push-ups the other day. Just, you know, on demand. He just jumps into them, so it's very impressive. Awesome. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think about Danny's question?
Well, you know what? Could you do shoulder presses? Sure, but you'd be missing out on what is likely one of the best shoulder movements there is. And you know, it's an incredible feat of strength. For those and other reasons, it's worth putting the time in to learn it. And that means practice. You've heard the phrase practice makes perfect. It's not, you know, it's very, very true for this movement. The first, and for some people, the most difficult part of this is kicking up into a handstand, you know. And that's step one, by the way. Just practice kicking up and holding a handstand. You will be surprised how hard it is to hold one your first time out of the gate. It is, however, an excellent static contraction move in its own right. The next and more vexing problem is how to, how do you get the strength to pull it off in the full range of motion? Because if you think about it, this is more than impressive versus a barbell shoulder press. What I'm saying is a 225-pound athlete needs to exert more than 225 pounds of force to perform reps. And now take, for example, the number of men who can strictly press their body weight overhead with a barbell in your gym. There aren't many. One of the best ways to learn this movement, or at least to progress in it, is with yoga mats or those interlocking foam mats that you'll find in places like Walmart. Don't get ripped off in the, you know, in the, a lot of times you get ripped off in the sports section because those kind of interlocking mats are expensive. You can, however, go to the children's toy section of the store, and there you're going to find them for a lot less money. And they're going to come in all different kinds of colors, but they get the job done. You want to start by going down just a few inches. Let's call it 12 of those interlocking pads. They're about a quarter inch thick. Every time you're able to do 7 or more reps, pull out a pad. And as the weeks go by, you will get there. And before you know it, you're going to be banging out full range reps. So there's your ticket to handstand shoulder presses, an incredible feat of strength if there ever was one.
Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Brett. Is it pronounced Masoya?
I think it's Masoya.
Masoya. Masoya, Masoya. We'll be right back with more demolition of people's last names here on the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The category killer is back, Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit Coach Rob Regis or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Are you ready? 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 Ready?
One of my favorite songs. Not this mashup, Brass Monkey. Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. So the next question comes from Brett Messois, that's how I'm going to pronounce it, because it sounds sexier. What's your take on Long Jack, a.k.a. Tomcat Alley? Is it a real test booster, and does it have any side effects? I see varying feedback on the boards, everything from it's fantastic to it doesn't work. Which one is it? And I think that you'll even find varying opinions on this interview.
Yeah, you know, what you're seeing here or hearing isn't much different than feedback on Tribulus. And it's due to the fact that the quality of the extract being used varies. I would say of all the test boosters, I put Long Jack's near the top, given it has actual human data done on it, showing increased DHEA tests and I think IGF-1 levels. There's a company called HP Life Sciences. They make a test booster, LJ-100. However, it's really, really hard to find because there are so many rip-off versions of Long Jack, most of them coming out of China. HP actually makes their own, so you're guaranteed real Long Jacks instead of a cheap Chinese material. You want to look for the 450-milligram serving size, and make sure you pick that one up. Honorable mention needs to be made for a product called Testofen, and it's manufactured by Gencore Pacific. Testofen is a fenugreek extract, and in clinical studies, it raised tests by 98%. Once again, watch out for the watered-down fenugreek out there. There's a lot of it. So now we're going to talk about expectations. You know, having used both test boosters and prescription test replacement, you know, I think I can make a pretty good comparison. On HRT, it's possible to exceed the upper limits of the scale, 1,000 nanograms per deciliter, and reap all the benefits that test brings to the table. That is not true for over-the-counter test boosters, at least in the vast majority of people. Typically, you will see around a 30% boost for most products. You know, so let's think about this. If you're at 500 nanograms per deciliter, you know, it might get you to 650. That's not bad, but it's not going to match the horsepower, right, of RX test,
right,
prescription test. Although, you know, this shouldn't come as a surprise, all is not lost. A lot of these test boosters have an aphrodisiac effect, genuine, along with giving guys stronger erections. So that's a quality of life thing, and it's worth every penny in my book, especially if you're suffering from andropause. LongJacks has some animal rat data showing muscle growth. I would love to see that replicated in humans. I think we all would. The world would be a better place.
My take on Tomcat Alley or LongJack is that it's not an effective test booster. However, it is an effective aphrodisiac because it's been shown to increase the weight of seminal vesicle organs and which equals prostate and urethra and so on. And right. As a result of that effect, it makes you feel frisky. You feel a sensation in your genitals. You feel like, oh wow, and this is why it also affects erectile functionality as well. I've looked at some of the research back in the day, and the studies that showed that it raised testosterone. There were lots of issues in the study that I could point to, and the ones that showed it didn't, there were lots of issues in the studies that I could point to. And so I just go, you know what? The reproducibility of its effect seems to slide somewhere. And right. I think it's one of those mythical things, but I definitely do think it's a good aphrodisiac from that standpoint. What do you think, Alex? Let me just get Alex's opinion, then we'll let you chime back in and finish it up.
Yeah, I agree. I think it has great research showing that it can help with erections, and that might be reason enough for some people to take it, especially if they have low testosterone. But for raising testosterone specifically, I have to echo the viewpoint of examine.com, and the literature appears to be needlessly promising. Most of it is just research that was presented at a conference by a single man, last name Tamby, and none of this is indexed on PubMed for access, and it can't be accessed online. So there currently isn't any peer-reviewed evidence establishing LongJack as a testosterone booster in otherwise healthy individuals, although there is a lone study that shows it can benefit males with hypogonadism.
Well researched, because I saw, if I'm not mistaken, that study on Tomcat in healthy men, and I don't think that they registered an effect now that I think
right,
about it.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? I've taken it. It does give me a little bit of a boost in the aphrodisiac department. Not as much, ironically enough, as a good tribulus, but they both do it.
Yeah.
And they're in my book, they're worth experimenting for that reason.
Yeah, if it works for you, then it works for you. Don't worry about the research. That's
yeah,
the
something.
There's a reason why these products, in Tribb's case, has been on the market for over two decades. It does have an effect. It may not be the purported test-boosting effect, but it does have an effect.
Okay, so Scott Mazza says, on the 20-rep squat routine, can I do that with super squat hip belt? If so, how do I load it up, because the 45-pound plates necessitate a wider stance, and I'm not very strong in that position. I built up using 25-pound plates using a narrower stance. Also, what do I do next after completing that set?
You know, he brings up a good point when using the hip belt. Those 45-pound plates do force a much wider stance, and along with that awkward stance comes some balance issues. Anybody that's worked up to a substantial amount of weight in this movement will tell you losing your balance can really ruin your day. Because although the worst thing that can happen is, you drop the weight to the ground, unhook, and walk away, you look damn bad getting thrown all over the place and maybe even backwards on your keister. So you want to stay away from that. Now, to remedy that, what we're going to do here is you buy two cinder blocks and some of those flat cement slabs, the ones that are around 2 inches thick people use for their patio.
Yeah, tiling your patio or your backyard, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, set the cinder blocks up in a V shape, with the narrow end pointing towards a support and an anchored support. I'll tell you why later. And the next thing you want to do is lay those cement slabs along the narrow end of the V such that it touches the support beam. So now it's being supported by both the sender blocks and the support beam. What this is a platform for your loading pin. Instead of having to cinch up 3 feet away, waddle over, step up on the sender blocks, you simply place the loading pin on the concrete slabs and step up onto the cinder blocks, squat down, clip your belt to the loading pin. Boom. You know, now you're in. No wasted motion whatsoever. You want to grab that support beam around chest height and stand up with the weight. Now, here's the important part. You want to squat down and back such that the 45s touch the floor, you know, behind the cinder blocks. Return to the vertical and repeat for all 20 reps. Now, some will argue that pulling on that support beam helps with getting the weight up. But if you're doing it correctly, it's minimal at best. It is there primarily for balance. And the proof will be in how your legs feel the next day. Immediately after completing that set, you want to perform a set of 20 breathing pullovers with a light dumbbell. Call it 20 to 25 pounds. Keep the arm straight, and as with the squat, take a huge breath of air when you're starting the movement. You can exhale on the way up, and your arm should be straight as possible. That training method is likely the most effective for younger trainees looking to add size and strength, provided you really push yourself on the squats and everywhere else. So back to the support beam, and you want to make sure that it's anchored. I once tried to use a freestanding something or other machine, the support coming off of that. Now, this thing looked real heavy, right? It's got one of those weight stacks on it that we're all familiar with on Universal machines. And there was a ton of weight on there. Well, I went down and back on one of my reps and must have been pulling on the support a little too much because it almost crushed me. And there was no way I could get out of the way, right, because I'm hooked to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fortunately for me, some guy came to my rescue. But make sure that support beam is anchored.
And for those of you who don't think that that form of squat is effective, you've never heard of the sissy squat. And Frank Zane built a shoulder-worn plate holder for people who wanted to do sissy squats. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember it being sold in the back of, I think, Muscle Mag International.
And Frank Zane was a huge proponent of sissy squats. He said you didn't have to get heavy in the squats if you sat back far enough and you had to hold on to a doorknob or do hold something so that you could literally lean back into the squat, and how it hurts the next day, your quads, tells the whole story, as Rob points out. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we've got a question from Matt Rinaldi. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Stay tuned.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the
new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So I did an interview for Scott McNally over at advicesradio.com, A-D-V-I-C-E-S, advicesradio.com. I'd love people to listen to it and give me feedback. It's not the typical interview that I do. You may even learn something that you didn't know about me. So check that out. Thanks to Scott McNally for having me on. Matt Rinaldi says, my question has to do with body weight training. I'm not giving up on my weights anytime soon, but want to start incorporating some body weight movements. What movements do you recommend and why?
All right. I'm going to give you three. The first one that you may want to start using is bridging. Proper bridging works over 200 muscles, and in particular, the back. Now, think about this. Traditional weight training movements for the back, like the bent over row, the deadlift, etc., those see you bending forward under load during the lift, which opens up the vertebrae. And that exposes the disc. And sooner or later, most will incur a back injury of some sort. Bridging, on the other hand, bending backwards, closes the vertebrae, which protects the disc during the movement. So if you can build up to, I would say, walking up and down a wall with your hands, that is an incredibly strong and flexible back. it's a hell of a whole body movement. They'll tire you out. You know, try it. You know, you'll be exhausted. But you will have a spine like a steel whip. Next up, I would say, would be chin-ups. You know, of every body weight lift, this one's feared the most. And simply because you're pulling up 100% of your body weight. It's as natural a movement as you know, for humans, I think, as walking. And it's miles better than pull-downs or any machine-based variation. Chin-ups also I also keep those in the rotation to keep body weight gains honest, right? If a guy gains 20 pounds, we don't know if that's 20 pounds of muscle, fat, or somewhere in between. The chin's going to tell you, and in doing so, keeps you honest. Terrific movement. The final body weight exercise I would prescribe is push-ups. It's a time-tested upper body developer that's still used to this day in every military academy in existence, and for good reason. Now, you can argue that you can do a lot of them, and yes, most big, strong guys can do tons. And they'll say, well, because of that, it's a high rep movement and I don't get much out of it. Bull. You know, if you want to try something difficult, try one-arm push-ups or one-arm push-ups with your feet elevated or one-arm push-ups with one of your feet off the ground. You know, you're going to find out real fast you can make any body weight movement more challenging. And beyond that, though, push-ups energize the body in a way that benching just doesn't. Try this next time when you're in the gym. Do a set of 15, 25 reps on the bench, okay? Now, get up, walk around, and kind of observe how you feel. And then I want you to repeat that same experiment, but this time do it with push-ups. What you're going to find is push-ups really invigorate you, far more so than warming up with the bench. They bring more oxygen into the lungs, and I think they light the central nervous system up to a much greater degree. So those are my picks, Matt. Let me know how you do with them.
So Scott Taylor says, hey, Rob, big fan of the Blueprint Power Hour and Synthogen. My question has to do with protein timing. Is there really a best time to supplement protein, and if so, when?
Protein timing is something that I've been preaching for a long time. In fact, I think it's absolutely ludicrous to just shotgun protein shakes with every meal, all day, every day, etc. And you know what? Number one offender, guilty as charged at one point in my career. But bottom line is the cost of milk proteins is skyrocketing. It is all the more important then to use your protein strategically and pick the right one for the job. Let's talk about picking the right one for the job. No matter what the job is, I honestly think that Thrive is that protein. It's not just because it's your product. It's because of the profile. Let's think about this. You get whey and casein, which we know is far superior for protein synthesis than whey alone. You also get essential amino acids, which will go to work immediately. Right, and that's important for when you start training. And then you have all of the bells and whistles on it, digestive enzymes, vitamin D, essential fatty acids, colostrum. You know, the stuff is loaded. And, you know, it lasts a long time in your system, up to 7 hours for the micellar casein. And if I were to do it over again, I would have bought a lot more, I think, casein than whey, simply because I don't want to have to keep consuming protein every 90 minutes. I like the idea of many, many hours being covered. Now, let's talk about using it and where to use it. First application, in and around the workout. Some people like a scoop post-workout. I do one pre, as some of the latest science that I've seen shows that what you have in your system when you hit the weights is more important than what's in there afterwards. Of course, you could bracket your workout with a scoop before and after. Another interesting application is before bed. Our friend over there at Supversity, Adele Musa, recently posted a study showing 40 grams of casein before bed resulted in about 7 pounds of muscle versus 7 more pounds of muscle versus controls. That's a lot of muscle to be given up, you know. So if you're not going to bed with a slow-release protein in your stomach, the point is it needs to be there.
Couldn't cottage cheese do that, Alex?
Yeah, okay. Any cheese is all casein. That's where they get whey from.
Right.
That's the runoff.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, cottage cheese is a favorite of mine, too, and if you think about it, goes great with a slice of pineapple because of the digestive enzymes.
And isn't it funny? Pineapple and cottage cheese are a favorite of many people, so I love
it. Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know, the science is there, guys, for a lot more muscle when you're timing your protein appropriately.
You know,
and I do it.
This is,
you know, for what it's worth, I pay for my Thrive month in and month out. I think it's that important.
Alex just graduated from Bastyr University, voted one of the top universities when it comes to nutrition. He just graduated with a degree in nutrition. And you write on Examine.com about proteins, don't you?
I have, yes.
So what do you think? Protein timing.
I think protein timing, it depends on the individual, first of all. I think it matters a lot more to an advanced athlete than it does to someone who's just starting to train.
Mm-hmm.
And there is evidence, as Rob said, about ingesting it before bed having a benefit. I do think the research is somewhat confounded because most of those studies don't match total protein intake over the day.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of research shows that it's more important to hit your quota for the day. It less important is when you get it. But then you have to look at the population. And again, these pre-bed studies, some of them anyway, use untrained or elderly populations. And so it becomes very difficult to extrapolate a lot of the data to other populations. If you are an athlete, then I do think timing your protein can benefit you. I just think it's difficult to draw conclusions on how much of a benefit you might receive. And so that just might come down to the individual.
I never did pre-training protein consumption until Rob pointed out that he was using Thrive pre-workout, and he thought it was great. So here's something to validate your opinion. Max and Val Schmirkovsky from Dancing with the Stars, who both endorse Thrive protein, and they pay for their protein. They're on a 75-day tour of a show that they did. Every night they're dancing. And we met with them last night because they were in Louisville, and we went backstage to hang out with them. And Max said he has a scoop of Thrive before every show. Otherwise, he can't get through the performance. And so that says something. And this guy is not, you know, not a bodybuilder type. He gets out there. These guys dance. They're sweating in the first 5 minutes on stage. This is a different form of physical culture. Pre-workout, I think Thrive really, if you can't afford much Thrive and you have to choose before pre and post, I'd say pre.
Yep, all the way. You know, the fact that he has a scoop before he goes out there, Carl, also speaks to the digestibility.
Yes, he wrote us a testimonials that said that he can't use any other protein that way except Thrive because of all the other proteins out there bloat him. And we're talking about popular proteins. These guys are buying popular proteins. I mean, they got lots of money.
Amen, yeah. You can tell the difference just by your gastrointestinal status for a lot of proteins. And let's consider this. I am severely allergic to whey protein. However, I get stuffed up. I can't breathe through my nose. However, when I take Thrive, I don't have that issue.
Interesting. So it's not that you're allergic, it's the quality of the protein.
Yeah. Look, it is what it is, and for me, It's a blessing.
Use the code SHR, save 50% off at thriveprotein.com, thriveprotein.com. If you haven't tried this protein powder yet, try it. You may not want to buy it every single time, but try it. That's all I say. We are going to take a break, and we're going to come back with the blueprint tip of the day, where Rob gets a little political. Stay tuned.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. brought to you by CoachRobReggish.com. Later in the show, we're going to talk about C-reactive protein. May not be what we think it is. Science is unfolding. The blueprint tip of the day, thoughts on the State of the Union. Take it away, Rob.
You know, someone, I forget who it was, brought up a great point recently. He said that as a nation, we sent men to the moon, we can develop stealth aircraft, and we send billions in military and humanitarian aid to others across the world. But nobody can develop something that rivals steroids. And his point hit me like a ton of bricks, because he's absolutely right. Our government could care less, though, about building muscle. In fact, it's steadily been moving in the direction, right, of bodybuilding being a crime. Anabolics really are the most efficacious, and yes, I believe they can be safe, a safe adjunct to growing muscle. You know, they've been in widespread use now since the 1960s, which means this: their side effects are known and manageable. They were outlawed in 1990, again in 2005, and again in 2014. So clearly, unless you're going through your doctor, you need to go to the black market. And that's a risk that I and many others won't take. So we turn our attention now to supplements. There have been pills and powders containing everything from vitamin C to protein to crushed up ants, and I'm not kidding, that have saturated the market. We have had 60 years to find an alternative to anabolic steroids, and few have managed to make a dent. Now, yeah, there are products like Synthogen that will recover you from training as faster. There are products that help you lift a little more weight, pre-workouts, like anabolic steroids. But it's growing 20 or more pounds of muscle that eludes the brightest minds in our business. When I was trying to solve for that problem, I reasoned that the most powerful anabolic there is was food. In other words, if I couldn't give these guys hormones, and you can't anymore, they've even, DASCA has even shut the loophole for that. What I could do was generate a greater hunger, let's call it, to pack in more food. So when I designed Progenitrex, right, I included this appetite stimulant. And the product also increases glycogen content in the muscles, like steroids. It's got some RALA in it, and it increases ATP levels, like steroids. And then finally, and this is the big one, anabolic steroids radically improve protein synthesis. And you can do that to a certain extent with products like ECDI or Lexoginit, but the effect only gets us 10 pounds of muscle at best. The same is true of creatine. I've never known anybody to, you know, attribute more than 10 pounds of body weight to that. The public demands more, a lot more. So to that end, I created the Turbo 20, right, or how to gain 20 pounds of lean body mass, or what looks like it, in 20 days or less. And that's possible, believe it or not. But not everybody's down with some of what's required, despite the fact it's 100% legal. It'd never make it to the mass market for various reasons. Something that delivers 15, 20, or more pounds of muscle over several months is required. I would love to be the person that accomplishes that. And now, so far, I've got a really good hit in the recovery department. I can put a solid 10 on people in the growth department, and I'm also working on a pre-workout to improve overload, which is the trigger for muscle growth. But growing, it is growing muscle and heaps of it that's required. So the quest continues. Until then, I'm going to give you what I think is the absolute best you can do. I would use Charles Staley's escalating density training with Synthogen, Progenadrex, and Thrive. Why? EDT takes care of setting muscle growth into motion. Synthogen will recover you lightning quick, and the combination of Thrive and Progenadrex, along with a lot of food, will maximize growth. I can't think of anything that will hold a candle to that stack, not even pro-hormones, because what you gain with the aforementioned stack will be 100% muscle, not water, and all of it will be retained coming off the supplements. There's no post-cycle therapy needed, no needles, and everything is 100% above board. It truly is the pinnacle, I believe, of drug-free anabolic agents. So I would just ask that you stay tuned for updates on current and future products, because I'm excited to be turning my attention again to, you know, the growth game, or for lack of a better term, anabolic agents. And I hope to bring you something someday rivaling the muscle-building horsepower of steroids in the near future. It's a tall, tall order, but, I mean, think about all the progress we have made in 60 years, but nobody has developed something that even really comes close to what anabolics deliver.
Yeah. Interesting. Very, very interesting.
Yeah. Well, like, for example, SARMs, right? You know my opinion on SARMs, and certainly, you know, you've been very vocal about it.
Yeah, my opinion is, why take SARMs when you can just take testcipionate?
Exactly.
It's like, why, you know, it's silly. I know that, what's that GW 15, 65, 50, or whatever it is that everybody's all crazy about. It's like, dude, right, man, it's expensive, and it's never going to do what even 400 milligrams of testosterone is going to do for you.
Right, and it's foreign to the body, yeah, unlike testosterone. Long-term effects, who knows?
We don't know.
Who knows? We do have 60 years of data from steroid and steroid users.
Hell, we have longer than that, because our bodies have lived with these hormones since the beginning of time. So.
Yeah, it's really an unfortunate situation, because although they are highly illegal here, you can walk into a pharmacy in Mexico to pick up a bottle of aspirin and testosterone and walk out easy as pie. And there is no epidemic.
Yeah, no one's dying in the streets or clubbing people to death to get money to buy testosterone. That's the myth that they set up here in the United States, and that's because, like so many things, our government creates these diversion tactics, you know, things that, let's get people to look at this so they don't see that, and steroids happen to be one of those at the wrong time. Great discussion. Thank you for all that you do, Rob. We'll see you next week, brother.
Yeah, one more time.
Yes.
Synthogen.com, and your coupon code is SHR15. Have fun.
Check it out. I'm going to be buying some, actually. All right, so look, we'll see Rob next week. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about C-reactive protein. Maybe a little twist to the discussion. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com.
learn, teach, lead.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've all heard about CRP, C-reactive protein. Many of us ask our doctors to check it if they don't already check it. It is an indicator of inflammation, an index, and it's been closely tied to a variety of different disease states as well. But maybe there's more to CRP than we think. That's the discussion we're going to have now with Dr. Behrouz Alizadeh and Dr. Bram Prinz. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you very much for inviting us.
Yes. So what research was done prior that required this study? What questions were you trying to answer with this study?
So may I go ahead? Or Brian,
yes, please. Like? Yeah, please. Jump in.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So the question is actually, end up to this study, is the following. In clinical practice, for many years, people use CRP, actually C-reactive protein, to test if the disease happens or whether a disease goes on okay with respect to treatments. Actually, CRP itself is a molecule, is a protein. But in fact, it's a representative of what we call a general inflammation in the body. So the question is, if a disease happens, is that CRP can be a cause to a disease? Or when it is the disease happens, CRP changes, is subsequent to disease, but not really happens as a cause of disease. So the question here is why this is important is the following. If, imagine, a CRP is a causal for a disease, And of course, you would expect if you kind of try to block CRP, you may be able to prevent the disease. That's the first scenario.
Okay.
The second scenario, if CRP is a consequence of diseases, if you block CRP, nothing's going to happen to the disease. So to answer these questions, to make decision which scenario is true, either CRP is causal or CRP is a consequence of disease, that to answer that question, we started this project and
okay.
we performed this research.
Okay, so now let's go to Dr. Prinz for a moment. So how was this research designed? Was this a review of existing study or meta-analysis? How was it designed?
So basically, this is a meta-analysis, right? So typically, these kind of studies are done with individual level data. But the kind of trick that we have done in this study is that we, instead of using individual level data, is that we use summary statistics from other researchers that have studied various diseases and use these summary statistics to do our analysis. And it allowed us to make our study basically much larger than all previous efforts that did similar kind of things to us.
Okay. So what did you discover from this review when you started to look and tease the data?
Yes.
Go
ahead.
Go ahead, Dr. Prinz.
Yeah, so I think for this study, I think there's two important things that we discovered. So as Bruce said, you know, there's a long-standing question of whether CRP as a protein is actually causally involved in nuts in a lot of diseases, or whether it's just, you know, elevated CRP levels are basically a consequence of disease. And I think there's two important things that came out of this study. First of all, we had a really intriguing result that it seems that when your CRP levels are increasing in people that have schizophrenia, basically the risk for schizophrenia is lowering. The second important finding is that for most of the common complex diseases, at least the ones that we looked at, actually it seems that CRP is not playing a causal role, and this has been really a long-standing question in the field.
So I want to make something clear for the audience. Now we know a lot about CRP and its relationship to diseases associated with chronic inflammation, such as cardiovascular disease, cancers, rheumatoid arthritis, blah blah blah. So the relationship between CRP and schizophrenia is inverse. When CRP goes up, the occurrence of schizophrenia goes down. Is that what you said?
Yes, actually, that's what it says. Just one step back to the previous question and following that to this question. Is what we did, what Ian Brown did, is actually we looked at we performed extended review of the literature, and we looked at all the published articles. The majority of articles, which is published, as you just said, shows that if CRP level increases, this susceptibility to the risk of all several important diseases also increase.
Right.
For example, if you have high CRP level, you are predicted to get more cardiovascular diseases, for example, MI, right. Hypertension. You are expected to get more type 2 diabetes. Also, you are expected to perhaps to get more inflammatory bowel diseases,
right.
Rheumatoid arthritis. And also importantly, you may also to get more alien mortality. These are all not the things that people thought about it or talk about it. These are the evidence which is published in the high-ranking journals. So that's already we know. So the question that we try to answer is that causal. So what here we get is the following. There are the previous publications with respect to schizophrenia, which is a mental disease. In previous publications, everybody showed that if CRP increases, like other diseases, also the risk for schizophrenia increases.
Ah.
So you have high level of CRP, you are expected to get more schizophrenia. That is what the literature says. That's what observational studies mention.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that is what is there. In a previous study, which is published in a different journal, They also showed that if there is a changes in the gene of CRP, there is a gene who code for CRP, that change happens, the risk for schizophrenia increase. Basically, if there's a mutation, risk of schizophrenia increase. This is published by a very well-known journal. But they use only two variations, two mutations. In this study, what Brahm is saying, which was for us very, very important finding, despite all these evidences in previous facts, we showed completely opposite relationship. And we showed that if your CRP increase, which we call it genetically regulated CRP level, genetically or determined CRP level, if that CRP increase, not pathologic, genetically determined, which is more likely to be physiological, this is what your mutation does in your body, the risk of a schizophrenia not increase but decrease.
Wow.
And that's like about 10 to 15%. And that's a big difference between what till now every literature said and what we have found this in our study.
Okay. Where is CRP produced? Is it produced in the cell by the endoplasmic reticulum? Where is it produced?
From? I would say.
Did you hear the question, Dr. Prinz? Dr. Prinz? I don't know if we lost Dr. Prinz. It doesn't sound like we did. Perhaps he can't hear us. Can you answer the question for him until we figure out what's going on? Where is CRP produced?
Well, the CRP is produced in a variety of tissues, but the most places it's produced is most like in the liver and also blood cells. There's some more places that CRP is produced.
Is there any evidence that CRP can be produced in the gut, in the microbiome of the gut?
In microbiome itself, I may not know it because I think that's that we don't know it yet.
Okay.
Studies ongoing for microbiome in gut, but is the if you say that when we have a congestion of inflammatory cells within the in the inflamed gut, and that inflammatory cells produce CRP, that might be yes.
Okay. I want to take a quick commercial break. I've got lots more questions. We're talking about C-reactive protein. Is it causative or corollary to many of the diseases it's associated with? We're going to get more into that when we come back. Stay tuned.
Crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. Blackstonelabs.com.
Trojan Horse.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
It started.
You're listening to the Superhuman.
It started.
Okay, we're going to try to get Dr. Prinz on via Skype. We lost a phone connection with him. We're trying to connect with him. There we go. So now we should have Dr. Prinz on Skype. Can you hear us okay, Dr. Prinz?
Yes, I'm hearing you well. Thank you. Sorry, the signal.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. This is the two international calls going at the same time. It becomes a little difficult for our studio as well. And Dr. Behrouz Alizadeh, you're still there, correct?
I'm there.
Wonderful. Technology is wonderful today.
Wonderful.
Not tomorrow, today. So let's talk more about...
Well, maybe tomorrow too.
Yeah, let's hope. Let's talk more about CRP. So the evidence that you found really just shows that there's a contradictory information as it relates to whether CRP is higher or lower, whether it has an inverse relationship to the occurrence of schizophrenia, but does that still show us whether it's causative or corollary? And Dr. Prinz, you jump in here since we lost you before.
Yeah, I mean, evidence is intriguing, right? And I think, I mean, we believe in the results that we have. And I think at least what you could say is that if you look at the genetic makeup, for the genetic variants that we studied, there seems to be a causal distribution. But since the result is quite controversial, I think we have to be very careful, you know, especially what we'd like to see is some follow-up studies that can independently show what we have found.
Okay, let me pose a question to you that I always pose when someone talks about a genetic mutation that predisposes a person to some sort of condition. So, like in familial... dyslipidemia. I always ask the question, if familial and genetically predisposed dyslipidemia occurs, then mm-hmm. that means that dyslipidemia will occur even if you starve this person for 10 days. And that, to me, is the acid test of a true genetic mutation causing this anomaly. So I ask you this. C-reactive protein has been shown to have certain dietary influences. In this particular genetic mutation for a persistence of C-reactive protein elevation in the individuals that you're saying have this genetic condition. Do you look at, or is there data in the studies that you're looking at about any type of lifestyle attributes, how they eat, how they sleep, anything like that?
No, not at all. So we purely look at genetic level. And I think people also have to remember that, you know, schizophrenia is an enormously complex disease, right? It's what we call like a polygenic disease. So there's many small genetic changes that actually are causing this disease. And what we have focused on is basically just one of the smaller components. So what we have identified is a very small component that might be causally contributing. But there might be many other groups of changes in genes that contribute to schizophrenia as well, right? So, for example, in neuronal signaling or certain developmental genes. So it's just a very small set of variants that contribute to the larger set of variants that predispose to schizophrenia. But as you ask, you know, there's not any environmental data involved in this,
okay,
this particular study. The
next question I have to ask as it relates to schizophrenia specifically is the way I understand it, and I stand to be corrected, the way I understand it, that the onset of schizophrenia usually coincides with the onset of puberty in many of the young people who develop schizophrenia. So is that correct first before I ask my next question?
Well, I'm not an expert on schizophrenia, but I know typically it the onset is quite late, right? I mean, you do not develop or easily observe symptoms of schizophrenia at birth. It typically, as I understand it, occurs at later ages. That's right. So puberty and on, I would say, yes.
Right. And then we see in women specifically who go through terrible menopause, where it could be traumatic menopause, where there is a complete cessation of hormones due to an accident or something, we see an occurrence again in schizophrenia that was not there before. We've done shows about this over the past 11 years. So
right.
The way I understand it is there is an unelucidated, but everyone within that community agrees, relationship between the onset of schizophrenia and sex steroids. Is there any evidence that sex steroids and CRP have any type of causal relationship?
To be honest, I have never heard of this. So for me, I do not know of any evidence that that shows this.
Okay. Go ahead, please, doctor.
The associations might be there because this rate is kind of motivating sometimes. Has a relation to inflammation and inflammatory response. So in that context, maybe it's right to reduce CRP when you give highest rate or when you do use cortisone for treatment of autoimmune diseases. And that's actually how you follow up the patient. So when you say anti-inflammatory medications, steroid included, then it may change CRP level. But that causality, basically inducing or reducing CRP by implementing a medication such as steroid, as a different question that what we answer in this study.
Okay. Right. I want to get back specifically to the study, but I just want to inject this one last statement within this this channel.
One point over your question over the lifestyle, whether lifestyle changes may have any effect on CRP levels. There are, of course, some lifestyles may change. For example, obesity which happens because of more lifestyle things.
Uh-huh.
It might be related to CRP level. So central obesity is associated actually with CRP. Or certain, as you said, using of steroid may use effect of CRP levels. And some behavioral changes in the terms of sleep, in terms of certain foods, they may change CRP level. But that's in the context of the fact that these lifestyle factor changes how body regulate inflammation and inflammatory response, and the consequence of that is changes in CRP levels.
Okay, and we're going to get back into your study, but I just want to inject one other statement within the realm of a causal relationship between sex steroids and CRP, perhaps, and that is that in the cytochrome P450 cascade, Cyclooxygenase is the enzyme previous to aromatase. And there's lots of good evidence that shows that when you suppress inflammation, you also suppress the biogenesis of the aromatase enzyme, which has a direct effect on the production of estradiol. That's all. I just want to put that out there into into the discussion, because I have a suspicion that years from now, a lot of the work that you're doing and a lot of the work that others are doing is going to come to a conclusion that there is a linkage between sex steroids and CRP. But that's it. So let's talk more about your research. So what did you come away with when you looked at the data? Did you come away with a feeling that we may get it wrong, we may have it wrong, that in fact CRP may be just a symptom of something else and not what's actually causing these diseases? Dr. Alzado, go ahead, please.
Yes, I guess why we thought that CRP may be a consequence, not a cause of the disease. Basically, this is a fundamental question for any association you may find which is related to a biomarker, for example, in our case, it's CRP, and with the disease. In a methodological perspective, if you put it in methodological perspective, the relation between a factor like CRP or lipid level or other biomarkers with the disease, there's always the question, is the cause or is the consequences? Following that line of thinking, you question yourself also whether CRP also is a consequence. Maybe it is not the cause. That's the first thing.
Uh-huh.
The second is that many studies shows that the CRP has a relation with diseases, but there is a little study showing that if you suppress CRP level by using anti-inflammatories, disease is predicted. We don't have such evidence. Whereas there is many a study shows that if you suppress disease, CRP level goes down.
Uh-huh.
For example, in inflammatory bowel disease, rheumatoid arthritis, when you give patients a medication which has an effect, one of the indicators that the medication has the effect is the level of CRP. So patient get the anti-inflammatory medication and see that after all, disease is suppressed, patient getting better, and CRP level goes down. So that triggers the fact that maybe CRP is kind of following consequence or is a consequence of disease rather than the initiator of disease. So that's kind of observation is very often very, very common and is very, very, very much reported in the literature.
Interesting. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side, talking more about CRP. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia. These bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Listen up, y'all, cause this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delicious.
Welcome back. We're talking about C-reactive protein. We've all heard about it. Many of us have it tested by our physicians. We want to know where it is because we know there is a relationship between it and disease. Many within the medical orthodoxy believe that it is causative, that high C-reactive protein levels are indicative of causing disease. Perhaps not. Perhaps it is another symptom of a disease. We're talking with Dr. Behrouz Alizadeh and Dr. Bram Prinz. So my co-host Alex Leaf has the question, and we'll go ahead and let Dr. Prinz answer this question. Go ahead, Alex.
So if CRP is just a consequence of a disease, but it also stands to be a biomarker of inflammation, and we know that inflammation is causative in many of the chronic diseases we see today, how does that relationship with inflammation tease out in the study that you conducted or other data that you've looked at?
I think you're asking really good question, and it's a difficult one to answer. I mean, there's many different diseases that are inflammation related, right? And for different diseases, different inflammatory markers are important. For example, look at rheumatoid arthritis. You know, the TNF alpha that basically plays a very big role. So it's difficult to answer your question, to be honest.
Okay.
Would you like to step in here and make a comment, Dr. Alizadeh?
I guess the question goes to to the fact that how the inflammation, if I'm correct, how the inflammation, if the inflammation involved in the disease, which we believe it is, and if CRP is related to inflammation, how that is possible, then CRP is not causal, because CRP also kind of inflammation and is biomarker of inflammation. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So, in that case, the answer is what Brahm said is also correct. Inflammation has many views, many biomarkers, and CRP is one of them. The question which is here, if we say we put a line between inflammation and disease, just make a line from left to the right, inflammation to disease, and you can put another line between inflammation and CRP, and that inflammation and CRP is a different line than inflammation and disease. So what I'm trying to say that if you say that there is a factor X behind inflammation, which is make inflammation happens, that factor X, which, for example, Brahm said TNF-alpha for rheumatoid arthritis of interleukin 6, that factor X, which is causal to rheumatoid arthritis or causal to cardiovascular diseases, that factor X also makes, as a byproduct of that relationship, CRP. So in that sense, CRP, which is easier to measure, more sustained in the blood, is a prediction, is a biomarker to see the inflammation, the effect of factor X on disease in that case. And in that sense, that CRP is not itself involved in the causal pathway. Was it a little bit clearer? That's what I said.
Yeah, that made perfect sense.
So the CRP is not sitting between IL-6, then CRP comes, and then as a consequence of that, disease comes. CRP sits as IL-6, disease comes, IL-6, CRP comes. And this is that's why these two are correlated, and CRP can be a good biomarker to predict, because it's better and more sustained. It is more sustained in the blood, and it's easier to measure.
So let's summarize this interview with this last question, please. And I'm going to let each of you answer it independently. We'll start off with Dr. Prinz. What do you hope both clinicians and lay people take away from your research?
I think for me, most important message is that as it looks like now, that for most common complex genetic diseases, actually CRP more looks for elevated levels, more look to be like a consequence. So it'd be important to know, I think, that it's quite useless then in that sense to develop some drugs that would lower these levels, because in essence, they would not help to relieve diseases themselves in that sense. I think that's a really good take-home-away message. So it's been a long-standing question whether CRP is false or not. The case is basically that it's not. So it's a big point is to develop any drugs that would lower these levels.
How about you, Dr. Prinz? I'm sorry, Dr. Elizalde. What do you hope that lay people and clinicians take away from your research?
Oh, it depends on what the question they would like to answer. The point here is that what we are saying here is if for many majority of diseases, if you measure CRP level in blood of your patient, and your patient is kind of is susceptible, or you are expecting to, or you are doing diagnostic evaluation to get some diseases. When CRP is higher, it may not make a conclusion that, look, we have certainly going to happen, a disease is going to come because CRP is causally related. So what clinician can do with CRP uses as a predictor, as it has always been, and see that whether what's the chance of a certain outcome, cardiovascular or other diseases, may have happened in a patient. But what the clinician may not try to do is to say that let's give patients a statistic of other CRP-reducing agent and say that, okay, if we do this, we make a treatment for certain diseases. That's not going to happen. So we are trying to say that CRP, as it has been before, can be a good predictor, but CRP lowering agent may not be good treatment for patients.
Right.
So, because that's not causal. A SEAL physician can use CRP to follow their patient as they used to, give anti-inflammatory and follow it up. That makes sense because CRP is a consequence of disease and you see the effect. And CRP still can be used as a predictor. Even in schizophrenia, which are now proving like to be causal for reduction in the risk of schizophrenia, CRP can use again as a predictor. If CRP is high, the causal CRP, what's the chance of the sibling, of the brother or sister of a schizophrenic patient to get a schizophrenia in the future? With this information we provide, they can make some calculations.
Mm-hmm.
But that's we are trying to say, be careful using anti-CRP or CRP-reducing agent as a treatment for your patient.
Right, right.
Using CRP as a target.
Right. Targeting CRP in and of itself is not the solution, but using CRP as a barometer for a more aggressive approach to reducing inflammation in general is important, and obviously the other markers of inflammation as well. Very, very good information, guys. I want to thank both of you for making time to come on the show. Sorry about the technical difficulties we had early on, Dr. Prince.
This is great to be here. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Hey,
bye-bye.
You too. Thanks, Bob.
So there you have it. Great information. You know, a lot of the interviews that we do on the show, Alex, they don't necessarily have pertinence until something else happens later on. So these are the kind of interviews that you build on, you know, knowing that targeting CRP in and of itself may not be the answer to treat certain diseases where CRP is an indicator of a potential disease state. And it gives clinicians an opportunity to look at these diseases in a different way and treat them differently. Ultimately, what we're talking about here is part of the mission of this show. And that is to fix the disease state and not fix the symptom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. It's, you know, science builds on itself. That's all it ever does. Very rarely are you going to just have a piece of science that pops out of nowhere. It's always going to be connected to something that came before it. And
right.
So this is great information. Granted, it is very kind of limited in what it does tell us, but that telling is a very important piece that a lot more research can be built upon.
And I predict in years to come, if this area of research progresses, I predict in years to come, especially in the area of schizophrenia, what we're going to find out is that there is a relationship between sex steroids. There's the casual things that I threw out there need to be observed. Because we know that they're accurate. We know that if you suppress cyclooxygenase, you suppress aromatase. If you suppress aromatase, you suppress the biosynthesis of estradiol. And if we know that, and this is true, I've talked about this over the years, that children develop, and anyone who's got a family member or knows a family member who's got schizophrenia, you know the child was great. 8 years old, 9 years old, the child is great. 10 years old, 11 years old, 12 years old, oh my God, something's happening. 13 years old, it's happened. Schizophrenia, the onset of it is closely tied to the onset of puberty. But yet, no one within the psychology community ever thinks about that and says, maybe we need to look at the role of these hormones. Does this child have an abnormal sex steroid pattern? Are they producing a lot more DHT than they should given the amount of, you know, no one looks at those sex steroids. And we know what happens to women who go through abrupt menopause. A lot of them will develop schizophrenia. So no one, again, if we want to treat the symptom, we keep talking about CRP and all this other stuff. But if we want to treat the disease, why isn't anyone paying attention to that relationship and going, this should be the area of our research? Because that's domino one, apparently. But anyway, that's my opinion, at least, and I am not a scientist. But that's all we've got for today. We hope you enjoyed the show. Alex Leaf will be sitting in for the rest of the week. We'll also have him being a lot more active on Casual Friday this week. Thanks to Rob Regish. Please go to CoachRobRegish.com and check out his products and intellectual offerings. And don't forget, if you want to try Thrive Protein and you have not, you should try it at least once. THRIVProtein.com. Use the coupon code SHR and save 50% off. And then let me know what you think about it. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.